Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim, discussing the inyan of taking care of one's senile parents and the gather of how much to spend on a mitzvah. We saw Baruch Hashem Dvarim Niflaim, Siyata Dishmaya. This is the third shiur in this. This is the fourth shiur in this series, Siyata Dishmaya. The Rambam in Halacha Gimel in the sixth parak of Hilchos Mamrim writes Shebuchal Kibud Avim Yesh Nochiv Shel Moitzi Umachnis, that included in the Chiv of Kibud Avim there's an obligation to bring them, take them out and bring them in. Misham Shem B'Shar HaTvorim Shehamisham B'Shar HaShamoshim Misham Shem Hemes HaRav. And you serve them in other ways that people serve their master or their Rebbe. That's the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Mem Sif Dalid, Shemu Koteb, Rak Machnisa Motzi. He only talks about taking them out, bringing them in. And it's the Ramo, like Tzi, who Mosif, you serve them in other ways that the shamish is mishamish's rabbi. The chayodom writes ki evra mishamish the rabbi, like a servant is mishamish's rabbi. The choyro anachon tzuchim levaer madua lo katvu gam shulchan aruch shevit lashon harambam. So merit shulchan aruch brings lashon harambam, but only partially. Why does he omit the part about serving him like you serve your master? Because whatever the father needs, it's pashut that the son is obligated to do, because he's obligated to fill his father's needs. So what's added in this obligation to serve him like a servant serves his master? In the Biur HaGro in Sif Koton Tes, he's mitzayin to the Gemara Nedorim 38b. The sugya sham, what do we see in the sugya Nedorim? We see in Yonei Shimush the malos lochovi shalmayim. Fill up a bucket of water to light the candle. Ayin Shem B'Divrei HaGemara Nedorim 38b Tosef the Perek Aleph the Kedushin Halacha Ches. He writes the Mitzvah HaBen Al Av Umachil Umashkim Malbi Shemachatzim Moitzi Umachnis Umarchitzis Yodov Paponov Yodov Raglov. Katuv B'Tosefta that what the son has to do with the father is he has to give him to eat and give him to drink and clothe him and cover him, bring him out, bring him in, wash his face, his hands, his feet. The Rambam left out the marchitz, the washing his father's face and hands and feet. The Rambam mashmit et zeh, lama? V'gam agra, tzien rak lenedorim anal, shelo ne'amar shem inyan zeh. The gro references the Gemara Nedorim, but the Gemara Nedorim doesn't say anything about the Marchitz parts. In Yerushalmi, in the first parak in Halachat Zayin, Katuv, Kishem, Shehu Zachah Lo B'Chamisha Dvarim, Kach Hu Chayav Lo B'Chamisha Dvarim, just like the son of Zoicha from the father received five things, he also has to serve his father in five ways. What are they? Machil, Mashke, Malbish, Manil, Manig, give him to eat, give him to drink, clothe him, put on his shoes, manhig. What does it mean, manhig? You lead him? What does that mean? And if it's including other types of kibud, like the Meiri seems to say, like in the Meiri 30b, shem, chayv l'chav, yitzon l'hach, l'hash, kus l'hab, yishchas, l'hach, l'hoitzi, chayv l'chav, l'chom, ne, covid, all types of covid. It brings to the mother very tarfon. So, then has it five things? In other words, it says five things. Manhig is one of the five. So it's not five. If it's old mine kibud, it's a lot more. There's lanu kama kushiyot lefaneinu. אז מזה נראה מבואר שיסוד חיוב הכבוד של מכניס ומוציא עיקרו הוא לא מילוי צורך האב, שהרי יכול עד לעשותו בעצמו, אלא עניינו בזה גופה שעומד לשירותו תמיד, שזהו כבודו. זה דבר נפלא מאוד, רבותיי. You know, on the internet they have certainly tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands, probably millions of shiurim already, Baruch Hashem. But there's just some things that I wish, you know, within all the millions of shiurim, that everyone would know this, like this fact, this hagdoro, keep it of aim for anybody who has a parent to know that the yisoid chiyuv hakovod of machnis and moitzi is not fulfilling your father's need. Your father can do it himself, but rather the fact that you're always there to serve, she'omed l'sheruto tamid, she'zeu kvodo, u'mechamat inyan ze memela yotze, she'gam hadvarim she'yachol ha'av לעשותו, לעשות, עושהו הבן, אחרי שמציאותו היא לעמוד לשירותו של האב. So because of this union, the male comes out that even the things that the father can do, the son does for him. Because the mitzius of the son is to serve the father. And that's the manhig that the Yerushalmi says. What does that mean? Hanaga klalit lamod lirushuto לכל דבר הצריך. You're there to serve your parents in any way necessary. That's what it means, manhig. Leading them, meaning anything you can do for them, you do for them. And that's the machnis and moitzi that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch write. Bring them in, take them out. You're always there to serve. You're there to serve. Ata omed lirshuto l'chol davar atzarich. Ela, she'arambam hosif leva'er et ma shekatuv. Machnis u'motzi, dahaynu, she'mahuto shel ha'ben l'shamesh et aviv. Like what the Chayyadim says. Chayyadim shtel su to an evet. That you have to be like an Evet. That's the Mahus of an Evet. The Mahus of an Evet is that he's here to serve. But that's just explaining the Inyan. The Yisoda Inyan is Machnis Umotzi. You don't have to come on to Evet. In other words, be Yisoda. You're bringing them in, taking them out. You're there always ready to serve. And then the Chayyadim explains. You're an Evet. That's the Mahus of an Evid. And the Shulchan Aruch writes that, the Yisod Inyan of Machnis and Motzi. We ask why the Shulchan Aruch omits it. Omits the other parts that the Rambam says. Because the Iker is the Shulchan Aruch, in other words, he omits the part about Misham Shem Shadvar. The point is Machnis and Motzi. That's the Yisod Inyan. He's there to serve. And the Tosefta wasn't telling us the din of Marchitz Dafka. It's telling us a Klal Hanhaga. You're there to serve your parents. Nikudah. And Mimele, you wash them. Aval yisado b'din machnis u'moitzi shkas v'rama v'shulchan aruch. And that's why the Yerushalmi says an inyan of manhig. This inyan of always being there, always being ready to serve them. That's the manhig of the Yerushalmi. Machil, he writes, you give them to eat. Mashke, you give them to drink. Malbish, you clothe them. Manil, you shoe them. Manhig, you're there to serve. Chiyuv bifnei atzmo. Ah, as lefi zeh, yesh ladun b'din shel yanichem v'yelech lo. שהרמב"ם כותב בהלכה פה, בהלכה י', פרק ו' בהלכה י', מי שנטרפה דעתו של אביו או של אמו, משתדל לנהוג עמהם כפי דעתם, עד שירוחם עליהם. ואם אי אפשר לו לעמוד בני ששתובתיות ביותר, יניחם וילך לו ויצווה אחרים להניגם כראוי להם. דהיינו, if your parents lost their mind, try to serve them, take care of them, but if you can't, go. יניחם וילך לו, let them be and go away. שאומנם נתבהר, שבהויותו שלו במקומן, נפטר ממצוות כיבוד אב ואם. זה מה שהערכנו לבאר. בשיעורים הקודמים, שאם אתה לא במקום, אז אתה פטור ממצוות כיבוד אב ואם. אבל עצם הזיבוסם, הרי הוא נגד המסחייב ליויס ולעמוד לשירו סמטומית. כשם שם שם יש אסרבוי. אבל עצם העזיבה זה נגד המתחייב להיות ולעמוד לשירותם תמיד. So when you're שלא במקום and you're part of his kibbutz avim, but leaving them is against what's mischayev to always be there to serve. והליכה שהיא נגד מציאותו זו של להיות לשירותם, היא עצמה נגד המצווה. ומה מתיר לו ללכת? מה פתאום he's going away? All right, the whole most of his chiyuv is to be there to serve. So ma pitom, how can you say that he's going away? Shetamua kanal, ma yuil at sivui. Ah, v'nera shezeo ma shekatav haRambam, sheyitzaveh achrim la'anigag karui lahem. Shetamua ma yuil at sivui, dechi yikaymu achrim el at sivui zeh, kshu eino yochol lekaymo. לכן כשלא יהיה במקום בלאו הכי נפטר בקנה. זאת אומרת, אנחנו שאלנו, these parents are unmanageable. So the chayav, if they're unmanageable for him, they're also unmanageable for other people. So what's the pshat that let other people take care of him? If you can't take care of him, how are other people going to take care of him? So we said that if he's not there, so he's putter. Seder, when he's not there, he's putter. But the halicha going away is against what kibbutz avim is mechayev, to be with them now and to serve them. And in this, the Rambam writes, sheyitzaveh acherim lehanhigam, dahainu, shel perek zman katzar, shel ad sheyeh b'makom acher, ya'amid acher tachtav, she'al yidei zeh nitmalei chiyuvo, כדעוקי גברה בחריקי, ולזמן קצר ודאי ימצא מי שיקבל את זה על עצמו לעשות את המתחייב. So that's why the Rambam says, what's the lashon of the Rambam? The Rambam writes a lashon, משתדל לנהוג עמהם כפי דעתם. And then, עד שירוחם עליהם, ואי אפשר לא לעמוד בפני שנשתתו ביותר, יניחם וילך לו, ויצווה אחרים להנהיגם כראוי להם. But if you can't do it, because they're too crazy, then let them go, 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 leave them, go away, and command other people to lead them, to guide them, כראוי להם, as is fitting for them. So what he's doing is, he's having somebody else watch them, take care of them, for a short period of time, until he goes to that other place. And then his obligation is being fulfilled in the meantime by his substitute. And for a short time, you can find somebody to take care of them, as difficult as they are, for the short time anybody can manage. Most people can manage. And therefore, he's able to go. And then afterwards, Mele, he's pater, because he's not around anymore, and they can't take care of him, these other people. But he's pater, because he's not around anymore. And the other people also, they can't. But the point is that in the meantime, for this short period of time, how's he allowed to go in the first place? How's he allowed to go in the first place? And now he's around, like we spoke about in the previous year, when he's around, he has to do everything he can to serve them. So the answer is that he has somebody in his stead. And then once he's not around anymore, now he becomes pater. לגרור בהליכה למקום אחר כדי להיפטר על ידי זה מהמצווה. So the Iker is to go somewhere else, and then by being somewhere else, now he's Potter because he's not around anymore. But how did he leave in the first place? The answer is the Rambam is telling us somebody else is going to take care of them. And that's definitely what Rav Asi did in the Gemara. And the Gemara doesn't mention it because that's not the Iker Din. The Iker Din is that he's not here anymore, so he's Potter. But the only thing is, how do you become not here anymore? He's chayv to serve them when he's around. So the answer is he points a substitute. But the Gemara doesn't mention it because it's not the Iker Din. And with this, we can answer the kasha of the Sefer Kiras Melech and the Rambam. When the Yerushalmi Perek Beis of Brachas, it only says there she'anichem, it doesn't say she'amid achar b'makomos. The answer is it's because that's not the Iker Din. Therefore, it's not mentioned. And Lechor, the Ravid agrees in principle with the Rambam. He just argues with him about being Mamana Shomer. He says, you're allowed to go without the Shomer. The Rambam says, you have to go with the Shomer. Leave somebody in the meantime. That's what's Matir the going. But they both agree in principle that if you're not around, you're not Chayiv. And the Sefer Achinuch, he writes that you only have to appoint somebody if you have. Mashman, the Rambam, it's Likuva. Achinuch holds not Likuva. So that's Lechor, like the Ravid. Akoponim, with this, we can explain the beautiful medrash in the Bereishis Rabo, Vaterech and Avram. So, Mitzvah Hashem, in the next year, that's Unzer Avoida, to explain that medrash. And we're going to see more neflos. But in the meantime, we've already seen neflos. And I thank you so much for listening. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.